It's November the 10th, 2013, Sunday morning in Los Angeles, California. Nice sunny morning. It's going to be another beautiful day here. This is Pastor John, your internet pastor. Welcome to the Sunday morning webcast. Well, as you can see, I thought that I would put up a picture on my website that would most address today's Sunday morning message. And I'm going to give a slight commentary on this. And I want to tell you that as I got up this morning and I was thinking about, really last night I was thinking about doing this webcast because my people are hurting and so I'm hurting. What do I mean by that? My people. How can the Filipino people be my people? Oh, don't play with me. You know, Pastor John was married to a Filipino gal, Andalucia Grandola Monblanco Soledad. Andalucia Grandola Soledad Monblanco. Yes. She often tried to have me to get that straight. Some of the most beautiful people that I've ever met in my life. I have never had the benefit of going to the Philippine Islands. My wife wanted to go back before she passed away, but I never got around to going back with her. But knowing the Filipino people the way I do, and very many Filipino people here are hurting today because their families are back there. I have family to do and all this other stuff to do, but I wanna end up this webcast. It's a sad time, and let me get exactly what I want. All right, here we go. I just like to get things before I start quoting the scripture, and I hope that you can listen to me. God is sovereign in everything. Every single thing that happens on this planet, on this big, beautiful ball that we live on, everything that happens, happens according to His sovereign will. Now, those of you that don't believe in God, you can turn this off. Okay? I'm not trying to convince you to become God lovers. You're probably God haters. And if you're God haters, you'll have to answer to Him when you close your eyes in death. But Ephesians 1:11 says, "In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will." Did you hear that verse? God works out everything in conformity to His will. Now, if I lost all my family members that I married into in this storm here, Renato, it's one of them boys over there, Calexto, and his wife and his wonderful 3 or 4 children, Lucy's other sister, the one that had multiple sclerosis, that was ill, and she was a tall lady, about 5'10". I have some of the pictures here around the house. If I've lost all those people and my family, God works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. Now listen. His sovereign rule extends all over the world, just not here in America. So I'm not talking about here. I'm not talking about in your family. Because one day you may be family members carrying your mama's coffin through the debris of something trying to give a decent burial. Psalms chapter 103, verse 19, it says, "The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all." He knows what's going on. If that brings us any kind of comfort at all. Oh, yes. He's sovereign. He controls the forces of nature. He's always providing for His creation in a magnificent way. I want to go to Psalm 104. Let me see. Psalm, what is that? Looks like Psalms 104. I think that would be a good one to really start at, because it talks about the nature thing. So let's go there. Psalms 104. Going to take you to a few of these, and then you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. And because I wasn't going to do this, but I think I have to do this because it's imperative. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself as light as with a cloak, searching out heaven like a tent curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariots. He walks on the wind, on the wings of the wind. He makes the winds his messengers, flaming fire his ministers. He establishes the earth upon its foundations so that it will not totter forever and ever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters were standing above the mountain. At your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of your thunder, they hurried away. The mountains arose. The valleys sank down to the place which you established for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass over. See, that's that death thing there. See, God has set a boundary. Let me pause right here in verse 9 of this 104th Psalm. See, let me pause right here. See, God has set this boundary. None of us are going beyond that boundary. None of us. We can't go beyond it. Wait a minute. You set a boundary that they may not pass over, so that they will not return to cover the earth. That's what those people are dying about. God is in control of this. Now, I'm not going to say why he did it, or why he wanted those people, or how come they didn't float to the top, and how come they, because when my death time comes and I see that it's coming, I'm going to welcome it and welcome him and welcome his judgment on my life, because I love him so much. Oh, and I'm wincing in pain right now because I have this pain in my shoulder and in my arm. Oh, I don't know what that is. I hope I didn't tear something at the gym. Look at this. It says, verse 10, he sends forth springs in the valleys. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to the beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them, the birds of the heavens dwell. They lift up their voice amongst the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. Oh, yes. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and the vegetation of the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine which makes man's heart glad, so that they may make his face glisten with oil and food to sustain man's heart. I just saw a picture of a sign that says we need foods. That's right. FOODS. Foods. They didn't want food. They need foods. Verse 18 says, the high mountains are for the wild goats and the cliffs are a refuge for the seraphim. For the Shephanim. I don't know what a Shephanim is. He made the moon for the seasons. The sun knows the place of its settings. Oh, yes, it does. You appoint darkness and it becomes night, in which all the beasts of the forest prowl about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their den. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until evening. O Lord, how many are your works in wisdom? You have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. There is the sea, great and broad, in which swarms without number, animals both small and great. There are ships moving along the Leviathan, which you have formed to sport in it. They all wait for you to to give them their food in due season. See, this is dependence upon God. Then it says, you give to them, they gather it up. You open your hand, they satisfied with food. You hide your face, they are dismayed. See, that's what happened. It appeared that in the Philippines, God hid his face. Yeah, right, don't be dismayed. You take away their spirit, they expire and return to their dust. Did you see that? That's Psalm 104:29. You hide your face and they are dismayed. You take away their spirit and they expire and turn to dust. This is God. This is why I love God. I will extol him. I will honor him. If I were pastoring in a church this morning and after this great event, I would go to Psalm 104 and take them through that entire thing. Look at verse 30. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord be glad in his works. That's what I'm talking about. I love this. He looks at the earth and it trembles. That's what happened a couple of days ago when that typhoon went through there. And when he looks at the earth and trembles Southern California, and earth shake and tear up all this mess, and we're going to have heaps and heaps of mess. I was riding my bike in downtown Los Angeles yesterday. I love leaving my home and going downtown. And I was amazed at the building up that they've done in this city and how beautiful it is down there. My daughter and I were speaking about it at dinner last night, and she was saying, Daddy, when I went downtown, I didn't even know that they had done all these things. Well, they've done more than that. Let me keep reading this. Look at verse 33. It says, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. This is after the typhoon. Let my meditation be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Now, Psalm 104 speaks volumes. Man's glory is fading. God's glory is everlasting. Creatures change, but the Creator, there is no variableness. He is going to be who he is. And if meditation on the glories of creation be so sweet to your soul, what greater glory appears to the enlightened mind? God allowed this typhoon. I do not know the full, complete mind of God. I can only get a glimpse of it as I read the Bible. Psalms 104 gives me a glimpse of what God is doing. That's about it. Now, I want to share something else. It is right at that place that a person that doesn't have a relationship with God perceive the ground of confidence and joy that they can have in God. Right at that place, after reading this psalm, if you say, I'm mad because my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my baby, my business, my everything that I work for is gone, I hate God. Watch it. Watch it. Because I'm telling you, if he sends a sweep through earthquake to wipe out everything and crushes me and my house, and I'm going to try to get up out of this Lucy Coleman studio. I'm going to try to get up out of here and run out of here, get bro man, and get out of this house. We're the only two people in this house right now. Get that dog and get up out of here and watch this house crumble and start laughing. I said, ooh, I sure would like to get back up in there and get a jacket. It's going to get cold tonight. Car be crushed. Can't go nowhere. Streets be all split open. All the power's off. Water lines busted. Get to smelling human manure from all over the place. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, my friend. God gives all of us our pleasures. He governs everything that we do. and we should rejoice in all of his works. We should allow our souls to be touched by this horrific event that has taken place on the other side of the world from where I am. But I'm going to tell you, what it comes down to, buddy, what it comes down to is what I read in these other verses. In this whole chapter, really, the 104th chapter is a beautiful chapter. Because it starts off with verse 1. Man, bless the Lord, oh my soul. You see, God made everything. He rules everything by his word and by his own power. He disposes persons and things for his own glory. I don't understand it. None of us understand it. But that does not give us the right. And I'm spending some time on this. That does not give us the right to, how can I say, I don't want to sound like an evangelical. It does not give us the right to try to placate God to our whims. We're human. What we need to do is we need to concentrate on the much larger picture. On the much larger picture. I can only imagine what they're saying in the churches this morning. I can only imagine how they're praying. Oh Lord, please bring comfort and peace to those that lost loved ones. And Lord, Lord, give them something to eat. Our church is going to send $200 through the National Philippine Board. No. You need to pray like this. Thank you, Lord, for thy judgment, for thy will being done. We pray for the ones that are left that they may see the mighty working power of your hand. You know, I used to think that men were going to try to work with science so that they could create great weather patterns like that. I was thinking about that when Katrina hit. I never seen anything like Katrina in my life, I'm telling you. And I'm old, man. I never seen anything like Katrina. I thought some scientist or somebody had done that. But after seeing this and all those other things that's happening, no, man. Mm-mm. That's God. So we better praise him. We better praise him, and we better give homage and majesty to whom it has to be given. He's provided for us in verses 10 through 18. The regular course of day and night, God's sovereign power, rule over all of his creatures, verses 19 through 30, and the resolution to continue to praise him in verses 31 through 35. There's a whole sermon right there for you to preach on this Philippine stuff right there. Preach Psalm 104. Just like when Japan was hit with that tsunami, preach Psalm 104. Just like Haiti, when the whole country fell to pieces, hey, Psalm 104. Preach that, preacher. You want to preach something, instead of bellyaching asking God why, read the Bible, you find out. Well, I got family over there. I pray to God that they're all right. But if they're not, thank you, Lord. Because it's not about me being happy and my family being safe and all of that. It's about his will. I know I sound like a mean person, don't I? I sound like a mean person, don't I? Because I'm not going to throw a temper tantrum and say, give me my food, give me my water, I need help me, help me, help me. I'm so sick of that disposition. You better look at that picture on my website. And them four boys carrying a coffin and dead bodies all around and junk. That's why I chose that picture above all pictures to put on my website. to get your attention. My people are hurting. I'm hurting. All praises be to God. God bless you. You know the drill. Stay in the Word.